The Jesus Storybook Bible, story number 21, He's Here. Taken from the Nativity story from Luke chapters 1 and 2. Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people, just as he had promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains would have bowed down. Seas would have roared. Trees would have clapped their hands. But the earth held its breath. As silent as snow falling, he came in. And when no one was looking, in the darkness, he came. There was a young girl who was engaged to a man named Joseph. Joseph was a great-great-great-great-great-grandson of King David. One morning, this girl was minding her own business when, suddenly, a great warrior of light appeared, right there in her bedroom. He was Gabriel, and he was an angel, a special messenger from heaven. When she saw the tall, shining man standing there, Mary was frightened. "You don't need to be scared," Gabriel said. "God is very happy with you." Mary looked around to see if perhaps he was talking to someone else. "Mary," Gabriel said, and he laughed with such gladness that Mary's eyes filled with sudden tears. "Mary, you're going to have a baby, a little boy. You will call him Jesus. He is God's own son. He's the one. He's the rescuer. The God who flung planets into space and kept them whirling around and round. The God who made the universe with just a word. The one who could do anything at all was making himself small and coming down as a baby." Wait, God was sending a baby to rescue the world? "But it's too wonderful," Mary said, and felt her heart beating hard. "How can it be true?" "Is anything too wonderful for God?" Gabriel asked. So Mary trusted God more than what her eyes could see. And she believed. "I am God's servant," she said. "Whatever God says, I will do." Sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was almost ready to have her baby. Now, Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, the town King David was from. But when they reached the little town, they found every room was full. Every bed was taken. "Go away," the innkeepers told them. "There isn't any place for you." Where could they stay? Soon, Mary's baby would come. They couldn't find anywhere except an old, tumble-down stable. So they stayed where the cows and the donkeys and the horses stayed. And there, in the stable, amongst the chickens and the donkeys and the cows, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world was born. His baby son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up to keep him warm. They made a soft bed of straw and used the animal's feeding trough as his cradle. And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us, because, of course, he had. In today's story, Jesus is born, and it is an incredible story, and it's true. Now, some things that are interesting about this story. One is that Mary had never been with a man. And that's how babies usually come into the world. But Jesus was different. Jesus was a miracle. Something that had never happened before and never happened since. Because Jesus was God himself coming to live as a man, God is the one who put Jesus inside Mary. And it was a miracle. And so Jesus was very different. He was God himself coming to live as a man. And then his birth. I find it very interesting that Jesus, the one who made everything, the one who created the world, he didn't come as a king, as someone powerful. He didn't come to a rich family. Mary and Joseph, they were normal workers. They weren't what most people would consider special. But they were special because they loved God and they followed him. What made them special wasn't their outward fame or wealth or power or position. They were special because God chose them. God used them to bring Jesus into the world. But Jesus didn't come as a king. The one who made the universe came to a normal family. He was born and placed in a stable where the animals stay. And so this is very different from what you might expect. But I believe that God did this on purpose. He didn't want to come into the world as someone that nobody else could see or relate to or connect with. He wasn't a king high above everybody else. No, Jesus came into the world as a commoner. Why? Because he wanted to remind us that he came for us. He didn't just come for the kings. He came for the common people. He wanted the common people, those who were just normal, to feel comfortable coming to him. Because he loves each of us. Even though he is powerful and he is the king of the universe, we can approach him. We can go to him. He also understands. Living a life as a common person, he understands what we go through. He understands the difficulties, the struggles, the pain. And so we can go to him, and he relates to us. And I think that's just an incredible thing. And so I'm thankful that Jesus came, God himself came to be with us. Why? Because he wants us to be with him. He wants us to know him. He wants to spend time with us. He is not a God who is far away that we can't get to. He is not a God that ignores us. He is a God who comes to us when we are in trouble, who reaches down and rescues us and saves us as we'll see more as we see the life of Jesus. Lord, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming and living among us, to save us, to be with us, so that we can be with you. Thank you for giving yourself to rescue us. Lord, I pray that today, as we go through our day, that we would remember that even now, you are here with us, that we are not alone, that you care about us and love us, that you want to help us, that you understand, and you have come to save us, to heal us, and to bring us back to you. I pray that today you would help us to live as you would have us live, and to spend time with you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.